Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to DOMS Industries Limited Q3 and nine-month FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, a brief disclaimer: the presentation which DOMS Industries Limited has uploaded on the stock exchange and their website, including the discussions during this call, contains or may contain certain forward-looking statements concerning DOMS Industries Limited business prospects and profitability, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and the actual result could materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aniruddha Joshi from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Rayo. On behalf of ICICI Securities, we welcome you all to Q3 and nine-month FY25 business conference call of DOMS Industries Limited. We have with us today senior management represented by Mr. Rahul Shah, Chief Financial Officer. Now, I hand over the call to Rahul Shah for his initial comments on the quarterly as well as nine-month performance, and then we will open the floor for a question-and-answer session. Thanks, and over to you, Rahul.
Thank you, Aniruddha. Good afternoon, everyone. Firstly, wish you all a great 2025. It is our pleasure to welcome you all to the conference call for Q3 FY25. Due to certain unforeseen circumstances, Santosh Bhai, our Managing Director, is not able to join the call today. Though I have with me the team from Marathon Capital, our investor relations advisors. Despite the tepid market conditions and festive season in India as well as globally, we continued on our consistent growth trajectory during the third quarter FY25. Successful expansion initiatives in the stationery and art material segment across writing instruments, paper stationery, coupled with widening of fine art product portfolio, along with introduction of differentiated range of markers and highlighters and kits and combination packs together have propelled growth during the quarter. Further, the performance of Uniclan Healthcare has yielded positive results, contributing to our growth trajectory as well. As part of future growth initiative at Uniclan, as mentioned during our previous conference call, I'm happy to share that we have successfully installed the third diaper production line, increasing our baby diaper capacity. We have always believed that our people have been one of our strongest pillars for the growth. Their dedication, passion, and tireless efforts to innovate, design, and deliver high-quality products have enabled DOMS to be ahead of the curve. As a recognition of their ongoing contribution and understanding the importance of further strengthening our bond with our people to ensure sustainable success, we granted ESOPs to more than 900 members of the DOMS family. I'm really proud and content to make them a true partner in our success. Another milestone achieved during the quarter has been the successful installation of a 1-megawatt solar plant at our current flagship facility in Umargaon, Gujarat. By harnessing the power of renewable energy, we aim to reduce our carbon footprint and promote eco-friendly practices. This process of harnessing the power of renewable energy is expected to continue as we evaluate and undertake projects for solar electrification at our other manufacturing locations. As a testimony to the hard work and performance of our company, I am pleased to share that our company has, for the third time in a row, awarded with the Top Exporter Award for being the number one exporter for the financial year 23-24 by the Pen and Stationery Association of India, underscoring the company's role as a front-runner in the Indian export market. On the marketing front, we persist in our efforts to connect with our audience in innovative and engaging ways, seamlessly integrating online and offline initiatives. This, combined with the overwhelming consumer response to our products, underscores our dedication to innovative design and product engineering, as well as rising popularity of our flagship brand, DOMS. Going forward, we remain cautiously optimistic on improvement in demand conditions with tailwinds from the upcoming back-to-school season, growing emphasis on education, and increased government spending in this sector, contributing to the growth momentum in the near term. Our strategic priorities remain unchanged, with focus on delivering consistent and profitable volume growth through expanding our production capacities, investing in our brands, and strengthening our supply chain, positioning ourselves for sustainable long-term growth. This, coupled with a solid pipeline of innovative products to be launched across categories as well as targeted distribution network expansion, both in India as well as globally, should lay down strong foundations for our projected growth trajectory. Coming to the details of our financial performance for the quarter ended and 9-month period ending December 31, 2024, to begin with, a quick overview on the consolidated results. Consolidated operating revenues for Q3 FY25 stood at 501.1 crores, a growth of nearly 35% compared to the same quarter last financial year. Comparable consolidated operating revenue, excluding Uniclan Healthcare sales impact, grew by 21.4% in Q3 FY25. This increase in sales was predominantly on account of growth in segments like office supplies, paper stationery, and kits and combination packs. The consolidated EBITDA for Q3 FY25 grew by 26.7% to 87.9 crores as compared to 69.3 crores in Q3 FY24. The EBITDA margins marginally declined by about 110 basis points to 17.5% from 18.7%, resultant of increase in sales and distribution expenses, primarily due to consolidation of Uniclan and on account of the accounting impact of ESOPs granted in Q3 FY25. As a result of these factors, company's consolidated EBITDA margin stood at 17.5% as on expected lines, but higher than our targeted and guided range of 16 to 17% as provided during our previous conversations. The consolidated PAT rose from 38.8 crores in Q3 FY24 to 54.3 crores in Q3 FY25. Registering a growth of nearly 40%. Talking of our results for the 9-month period, our consolidated revenues from operation grew by 23.9% to 1,403.9 crores in 9 months FY25 from 1,133.4 crores in 9 months FY24. EBITDA for 9 months FY25 grew by 32.2% to 260.2 crores from 196.8 crores in 9 months FY24. Further, our PAT also increased from 112.7 crores in 9 months FY24 to 162.3 crores in 9 months FY25, a growth of 43.9%. The working capital on a consolidated basis increased marginally to about 53 days, primarily on account of the consolidation impact of Uniclan that resulted in higher trade receivables on a consolidated basis. Excluding the impact of Uniclan, the working capital days were around 45 days in line with our earlier trend. On the CapEx front, we continue to focus on expanding our manufacturing capabilities to capitalize on the growth potential. During the 9-month period, excluding the impact of Uniclan acquisition, at a consolidated level, the company has invested over 100 crores towards capital expenditure, including capital advances. These funds were primarily invested in for the construction activities and purchase of plant and machinery and installation of the solar plant. Further, Uniclan has also undertaken a CapEx of nearly 11.5 crores during the period of consolidation, primarily towards installation of additional line of diaper manufacturing. With this, I would request to open the floor for question and answers. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from Kunal Vora from BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats for a good quarter. First is on exports. So it seems to be down for third consecutive quarter. So is it sales to FILA or branded sales in other markets? What's happening on exports?
Hi, Kunal bhai. Thank you for your question. In terms of exports, sales were down approximately 5% in the quarter compared to the previous year, primarily on account of, you know, the ongoing situation in Middle East and the slowdown in Europe. But you know, going forward, FILA group sales were in line. It was primarily on account of, like I said, the own branded sales that we did in Middle East geographies. But while the ongoing geopolitical tensions across the Middle East have impacted our export business, we believe export markets are expected to recover soon now. Further, we are also soon entering into distribution agreements with FILA and FILA group companies to start exports of DOMS branded stationery in their local markets, which again should have a positive impact on our export business growth.
Okay, so this is a temporary issue, and you think things will recover from here, okay?
Yes. The signs that we are getting from the Middle East markets are they're soon expected to, you know, begin business again.
Understood. Okay. Thanks. Second is on Uniclan. When did the additional 24 crore diaper capacity come in? And, like, you are-
So-
You had sales of about 50 crores. So how should we look at fourth quarter in FY 2026?
So, Kunal bhai, basically, you know, Uniclan is slightly a seasonal business. You know, their fourth quarter, third quarter is always the strongest in terms of sales because of the climatic condition. It's like, end of monsoons and beginning of winters, which is, you know, due to the climatic condition, demand for diaper increases. This high demand stays, until mid of, February to, end of February. Summer is a little dull time. Then again, you know, once the rainy season starts, the market picks up again. The new diaper machine got installed towards the, last week of November and first week of, December. Right now, we have now a production capacity of about, 65 crore diapers. But considering the changes that happen in the pack sizes, as well as in the sizes of diaper we manufacture, you know, we could about utilize about 80%-85% of the capacity. With the, you know, partnership with Uniclan, we've soon, you know, started taking some amount of active role in terms of helping them to set up their distribution network. They've already launched diapers under the co-branding with DOMS. It's now called as DOMS Wowper. Some of our channel partners are already onboarded for sales of Uniclan. Our one of our two super stockists in Nepal is now a super stockist for Uniclan diapers in Nepal. So considering these factors, you know, we believe that we should be able to have a better year-end results in FY 2026. But in terms of number, wouldn't want to, you know, give how much percentage, because we are still learning the business, still understanding the, you know, market sensitivity. Hopefully, we should have our business plan for the coming year ready by March, and during our next interaction, we would have more numbers towards this.
But the 80-85% capacity utilization, do you think will get maintained in FY26 with the larger capacity, or do you think with new capacity, it could go down?
No. Along with the larger capacity.
Okay. Understood. Okay. And FY26, growth and margin outlook, let's say I understand Uniclan you won't be able to share right now, but otherwise, for the business excluding Uniclan, how is it looking? You mentioned cautiously optimistic, so I just wanted to get some sense. Are you seeing some concerns on demand?
So not seeing any concerns on demand. It's just that the markets have been opening up. We believe the back-to-school season should bode well for the company. So we continue to maintain a full revenue growth target of full-year revenue growth target of about 23%-25% on a consolidated basis, including Uniclan. In terms of margin, like we've always mentioned, our range is always between 16%-17%. Today, at a consolidated level, we are at about 17.5%. But this was, like I said, a very good quarter because of the seasonality at Uniclan. Therefore, the Uniclan margins in this quarter are always a little on the higher side because the fixed cost absorption happens better. But overall, we believe Uniclan margins should be in the range of 7%-8% initially, and slowly we'll be able to drive them to about a double-digit number. So considering these factors, we continue to, from a margin perspective, guide for between a 16%-17% margin range.
For FY26, I mean, 23-25 this year looks reasonable, maybe top end, but FY26?
FY26.
Okay, similar. 20%-25% growth and 16%-17% margin. But margin looks conservative.
FY26, I am talking a 23%-25% revenue growth target for FY25.
FY26? What's the expectation?
So let's see how the market goes, how this back-to-school season works. I think for the coming year, once we sit together, have our business plan, which we typically do in the month of March, we'll be able to come back to you all with the guidance for the coming financial year.
But you have more capacity coming in, right, next year?
The capacity addition is ongoing. Like we shared earlier, capacity increase is expected in scholastic stationery. But that's something which will take about 6 odd months to come completely on board. We'll soon increase our pencil manufacturing capacity, but that will happen, on a monthly basis, we'll keep getting something incrementally. So, and towards the end of Q3 FY26, we'll also have the new filling coming in from the 44-acre plant, where again, there would be capacity increase happening to begin with under the office supply segment and sketch pens and other such products.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. I have more questions, but I'll come back in the queue.
Sure.
Thank you. Next question is from Rakshit Desai from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Percy here, Percy Panthaki. Sir, just wanted to understand, in the first 9 months of the year, excluding Uniclan, what is the sort of assets which have actually got capitalized, not CWIP and not the CapEx in cash flow terms, but what is the actual addition to the gross block in the nine-month period?
The actual addition, just give me a second. You want for the entire nine-month period?
Yes, nine-month period.
So at a gross fixed asset level, the additions have been close to about 90 crores.
This is excluding Uniclan, right?
Excluding Uniclan.
Okay. So just wanted to understand, I mean, with such a small sort of addition to gross block, how we are able to grow? It's not as if we had a lot of spare capacity to start with.
So, you know, there were some capacity additions which we had done during the last year also, the last financial year. A lot of it actually, you know, came towards, for example, our second pen plant. It came in production in February of 24, right? So the impact during the last year was smaller, but in this year, for the entire 9-month period, we are getting benefit of it.
Understood. So if this is like a rolling thing that whatever capex you do in 1 year, you get the benefit of that in the next year, then given that we have done such low capex in FY25, do we see a problem in terms of ramping up our sales in FY26?
No, Parshibhai, like I said, you know, we capex is like a, like you said, you know, it's an ongoing thing, rolling out, we'll get, keep getting benefits. You know, some capacity additions which have already happened, you know, during the second and third quarter of this financial year, we'll get a full year sales impact in the coming year. Plus new capacities are also being added. So as such, you know, our plans with respect to capacity additions, timely capacity additions, which will drive our revenue growth in the coming coming year, is already in place. It is that when it will come, you know, there can be timing difference of a couple of months, but otherwise I think everything is well planned. If the markets, you know, support, we don't see any reason for any challenges that would come from a capacity perspective to meet the demand.
And how much of this 90 crore has happened in the new land parcel?
New land parcel, absolutely nothing. Its construction is still going on. Majority of it is sitting in the buildings and all the advances that we've given to the parties. So they are more of advances.
Understood, understood. So what do we expect in terms of capex over the, I mean, the next 3 months as well as for FY26? The reason I'm asking this is that at the time of the IPO, basically our impression was that you would be doing roughly brownfield and greenfield put together, roughly about 200 crore per year for the next 3-4 years.
Right. So we are planning to close this financial year with a total capex of around 160 to 175 crores. This will be primarily for setting up of the buildings at the 44 acre facility, other greenfield expansion projects, and the regular modernization and the upgradation capex. You know, that we continue to do in our existing infrastructure. Like I said, you know, we believe the first building from the new 44-acre project should be ready. We should get the possession during the third quarter of FY26 and believe to begin commercial production from that building within 90 days from getting the possession. So looking at those requirements, I think in the coming year, we should be again, you know, our capex should be again close to 202 to 25 crores. And probably okay. The way it is planned is every 3 months from the time we get the first, the possession of the first building at the 44 acre, you will get possession of the next building. And that 3 odd months, 90 odd days, we will utilize for installation.
Understood. Understood. And in terms of the capacities that will come up over the next, let's say, 12 to 18 months, which are the major products in which the capacities are expected to come up?
So we are looking at increasing our capacities across one scholastic stationery, paper stationery as well. You know, in paper stationery, during the third quarter of FY25, we increased one line of the automatic exercise manufacturing exercise book manufacturing machine, we are expecting to increase some capacities in paper stationery as well, office supplies also, and also till some extent in hobby and crafts.
Okay, understood. Understood. Also, just wanted to understand in terms of this JV you did for the bags, what is the status there in terms of ramp up, in terms of ARRs, or in terms of any other update that you would like to give?
So, acquisition that we did was in a company called Skido Industries. Skido's revenue from operations stood at about close to 3 crores in third quarter of FY25, which is a sequential growth of about 56% with an EBITDA margin of close to about 13%. Currently, close to 55% of the company's sales happen to DOMS and balances to third party. DOMS basically utilizes these bags for their kits and combination packs. But right now, company is already, the first line of products are already ready in the bags category, a very well-designed and highly value-added bag that we've come up with. They are in production and we plan to soon launch it for our customers under the DOMS brand during this back-to-school season. So during this quarter, the DOMS branded bags would be launched in the market.
Understood. And lastly, on your direct outlet coverage, how much does it stand at currently? And how much it has grown over the last 12 months?
So today, during our second quarter call, we said when the markets were a little bit of sluggish, we focused on expanding our distribution network a little. So today, we have about 140,000 retail outlets which we are catering to directly. This represents an increase of about 15,000 plus retail outlets. I think end of last year we were close to 1,25,000, which is now increased to 1,40,000. But okay. Again, the strategy there is like it was earlier. First, try to maximize the throughput from the existing partners and only then look at expanding our universe.
Sure, got it. Okay, that's all from me. Thanks and all the best.
Thanks, Prasibhai.
Thank you. The next question is from Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on great numbers and thanks for the opportunity. Just 2 to 3 questions from my end. What was the Uniclan's margin this particular quarter?
The Uniclan's margin in this particular quarter was about 10%. But like we said, this is typically one of the strongest quarters for the diaper business. So what happens is the sales are higher and there is a better fixed cost absorption that happens. So this quarter usually is better in terms of margin also. But going forward, the way the business has been shaping up and what inputs that we get from the Uniclan team, it should be close to a 7.5 to 8% sort of a EBITDA margin business.
Understood. That means that consolidated margins from 17.5 can actually go down because of those reasons.
Should be, and that is why we, Sneha, always maintain that 16 to 17% as the range. And we've always said that, the impact of all these, the Uniclan acquisition, plus the ESOPs, and plus what happens is whenever we are in a, capacity addition phase, you need to increase the manpower a little bit before the goods start into commercial production. So as a result of the slight increase in the manpower cost, ESOP accounting, and the Uniclan, we should be close to the 16 to 17% range in terms of EBITDA margin.
Understood. Secondly, what I wanted to understand is where are we in terms of utilization rates at this point of time, overall as a company, along with Uniclan separately? Uniclan, including the capacity addition that we've just taken place.
Yeah, very difficult to, talk about how much utilization because, you know, it's sometimes really difficult to gauge the, the output is in a different unit of measure while the capacities are different and really, the utilization differs in terms of what type of product you are manufacturing. So difficult to say, give about how much utilization we are today. But we believe we have, like I mentioned earlier, there are timely capacity additions planned in such a way that, you know, at every periodic time, we have some additional capacity coming in through the way of greenfield expansion or in terms of, you know, modernization of our existing plant and machinery.
Right. So what I was trying to gauge is we are comfortable growing at 20-25% on an overall company level despite operating at optimum utilization that we, you know, keep saying, I mean.
So, yeah, it's always, you know, while there is always optimal capacity utilization, but at the same time, there are new capacity additions coming in. So it's like a continuous process.
Understood. Lastly, on Kiddo, is the product out? We were supposed to launch it in Q4 of FY25. Is that launched? And if yes, how is the response we are receiving from the channel?
So, it is, like I said, it's already in production. The packing material and all is on its way. So, very soon will be launched in the market. Hopefully, at the right time for the back-to-school season. So in this quarter only it will be launched, which is the right time to launch as the back-to-school season is just about to start.
Understood. That's helpful. Thanks, and all the best teams.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you. Next question is from Jinesh Joshi from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I have a question on our hygiene business. I think we have started exports in this quarter. So can you highlight which geographies are we targeting explicitly and what is the opportunity size here? Also in terms of margins, do they materially differ between exports and domestic markets? So yeah, just some update on that. And also given the fact that this will be a overseas, venture for us, would it require creating a new network from scratch? So your thoughts on that.
So, Girish, firstly, I'll answer the second question you had in terms of network. The entire idea of partnering with Uniclan was that in the short term, we believe that, you know, we'll be able to leverage our channel relationships with the super stockists and distributors. That is not restricted only to the Indian market, but in for exports as well. You know, like I said earlier, they've already started doing exports to Nepal, where one of our channel partners has become a stockist for the Wowper products. Similarly, through our network, they have started some amount of exports to Middle East. And the idea there is to first start with the neighboring countries where, you know, DOMS already has a strong network, and then we'll take it forward. And at the same time, in domestic market also, we are seeing the channel synergies coming out, where some of our stockists have already been onboarded as channel partners for Uniclan. And now as the business ramps up, you know, again, there today, when we invested in the company, they were present in about 6 states. Today, they are at about 7 to 8 states. We want to first, completely do justice to the business in these states and only then try to expand our sales network to other states. So once that happens, plus, if you think we've reached optimal capacity in terms of diapers, then we plan for new capacity addition there as well. So in terms of margin, Jinesh, like I said, this quarter is an exceptional, always has been the exceptional quarter for Uniclan. Considering the higher sales this quarter, our EBITDA there was about 10%. But on a full year basis, we believe Uniclan's EBITDA to be in the range of 7%-8%.
Got that. Just wanted to. Yeah. Sorry. Please go ahead.
And in terms of difference in margins for Uniclan in the domestic and the export market, nothing very material. The same philosophy that DOMS follows will be followed at Uniclan, where across it will be a very cost sheet sort of a driven approach. Depending upon what cost sheet gets developed and our targeted margin for Uniclan, that's how the product pricing will happen. So we'll not see any significant difference in terms of margins in export and the domestic market.
Got that. So just to summarize, at present, our presence is in Nepal and Middle East, and for the time being, the focus will remain on domestic market. Correct?
Yes, absolutely. Sure. Domestic market and as well as neighboring countries, where I talk about Nepal, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Middle East is also now a neighboring country only for us. Yes, so that's going to be the focus for us.
Sure. And sir, secondly, on the pen side, can you share some updates with respect to the current capacity and the utilization numbers? Also, what is the current contribution from the 10 rupee price point? Some color on that. And secondly, I believe our incremental capacity on pencils was about to come on board in 4Q. So we are like almost a month into the quarter. So has it already started? Any update on that?
So yes, the plant is under installation. Most of the machines have come in. Pencil is a slightly longer manufacturing process where you need to first add capacities at the treatment and seasoning level. There the new plant has already come in production. Our plants for making utility raw pencils and finishing of pencils is expected to come soon. So like we said, capacity will for pencils, production from the new capacity should start rolling in from the current quarter, and there would be continuous expansion in the next quarter as well.
Sure. On the pen side, if you can share some update on the utilization number and the contribution from the 10 rupee price point.
So overall in the office supply segment, we've continued to invest. Our third plant has already come in production. We've increased capacity for pens, markers, and introduced our highlighters also. So, like all our products, even in this segment, we continue to introduce new products, come up with differentiated offerings. In terms of differentiation, in terms of price point, really difficult for us to say how much, for me to say at this point of time, how much are coming from a particular price segment. But in terms of pricing for us, our important customer has always been young kids, and it's been a school-driven consumption. So we always have believed in having a very rationalized approach towards pricing, which ensures that our customers get, value for money, and at the same time, our margins are maintained. So for pens also, we are following the same sort of strategy, which is more cost sheet driven.
Sure. So one last question from my side. I think in our paper stationery business, the growth was upwards of 50% in this quarter, and you highlighted earlier that one line got added. So is the growth led by capacity expansion, or is there some element of seasonality over here? And also from here on, how should we look at the contribution of the paper stationery business?
So, Girish, definitely there was a positive impact due to addition of the new line for the exercise group manufacturing machine that we added. This came, in production around October 2025. Paper stationery definitely is a slightly seasonal business, with the the third and fourth quarter being the strongest, and Q2 being a slightly muted once all schools have begun. So yes, that also plays a role. And paper stationery for us is a growth segment that we've been continuously focusing on, and even there, our product offering is very differentiated. We've had some amount of partnerships also, like with ISRO. We've also got partnership with Warner Brothers with for certain comic characters, which we're using significantly for our paper stationery book covers. So all these factors plus focus from the team is helping in the growth of this segment.
Sure, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a request to participants to please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from Abhishek from AB Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, Abhishek. Loud and clear.
Yeah. So what will be the ROE trajectory going forward?
So, Abhishek, see, the idea is simple, to continue with the EBITDA margin in the range of about 16 to 17% with sort of a 3x on, a revenue generation on the investment we do. So, from an ROE perspective, we continue to have the same ROE of close to. And more the money that we keep utilizing in CAPEX, this should increase. So our ROE, ROC at a consolidated level should be around 23 to 25%.
Okay. So the given that the margins are lower in the diaper business, that will not affect us in the near future.
So when we talking about the consolidated margin of 16 to 17%, Abhishek, it is taking into consideration the Uniclan diaper business at a lower margin of 7 to 8%.
Okay. And any plans to raise in capital in the near future?
No. We would really want to first utilize the funds that we raised from the IPO, get this new plant, up and running as soon as possible. So most of our energies are right now focused on the completion and expansion in the 45-acre project.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Priyank Chedda from Valium Capital.
Hi, I hope my voice is clear. Thank you, Rahulji. My question is on, we have clearly seen revenue trajectory going up for office supply. So I believe we have increased our capacity of pens from say around 2 million pens per day to 3 million pens per day. Is that number right, and is that the right way to think of it? As well as if you can just reconfirm the pencil capacity, we are adding around 2.5 million pencils per day. Is that the number right?
Hi, Priyank. So office supplies as a segment has recorded a growth of about 133% This is primarily due to increased capacities for pens, markers, and introduction of highlighters. You know, one of the new markers that we launched has received a good response from the market. So that has contributed to the success of the to the growth of the office supply segment. In terms of the increase in capacities for pencils, you know, like we said earlier, right now our capacity is close to 5.5 million pencils a day, and we soon expect to ramp it up to 2.5 million wooden pencils, by 2.5 million wooden pencils per day.
Perfect. So this 90 crore capex or the asset addition that you have done is to do with the office supply, which includes pen and markers, while the pencil capacity is yet to come from this quarter. Is that right? And then you were supposed to add certain capacities in crayons and scratch pens also. Would you be able to help me with that numbers from where to where we have gone?
So honestly, we've not added capacity in our Scholastic art material range significantly. You know, in terms of pencils, like I said, our like pencil, I have three key stages of production. One is the treatment stage, other is the raw pencil making stage, and the last is the finishing stage. Our plant for the raw pencil, for the treatment is already started up and running, so that's already been capitalized. So some amount of increase in capitalized asset that you see is because of that plant. Plus, for other products, you know, we are upgrading of certain existing capacities in the art material segment. Some amount of additional capacities are also coming up for the fine art segment. We'll see all this coming in production very soon.
Perfect. My second question is on this Unique Lens. We would have sold around, say, 10 crore diapers in the current quarter. And if you can help me with a distribution outlook, wherein how much of that would be overlapped with DOMS distribution network, or it would be completely new distribution channel which Unique Lens has and you will look to expand over there?
Unfortunately, I will not have that data on hand today. You know, really, I don't have that data to answer this question at this moment.
No problem. I'll connect you offline. On just last question on the new category or a new segment of toys which you are looking out for a toddler segment, say less than a 3 year segment, we were planning to enter into this segment. Any strategic thoughts on that?
We already entered the tots segment. You know, there is an entire range which has come up called as DOMS Tots, T-O-T-S. You know, in that we've already launched finger paint and beeswax crayon. So that's already been launched. Again, you know, it's just a launch that has happened. So these sort of products which are like new to the market, coming up for the first time, it takes a little bit of a longer time for the acceptance to build up and the product to reach a mass level of consumers. So it's early days there, but the products have already been launched.
Perfect. And on the phase two of this expansion of this new Greenfield project, which was supposed to happen in two phases, what is the total capex that we are planning to incur, which includes phase one, phase two, all put together when all whole of the project is ready up and running, say, next 2 years or 2.5 years?
So, this entire project, you know, including the land which we've already purchased and expenses that we've already done, this entire project would entail an investment of close to 900 to 1,000 crores. We've already purchased the land. A lot of advances have been given to our, you know, construction partners who are constructing the building there, plus work for, you know, in terms of leveling, in terms of making roads, in terms of electrification, making the utilities, that has also simultaneously started. All put together, like I said, this project would be close to 900 to 1000 crores of investment, and eventually will house somewhere between 1.8 to 2 million square feet of built up area.
And would this be also equal to, just a clarification on this, would this be also 1.8 to 2 times asset turnover at a full utilization?
So eventually, after about you know, about 2 to 3 years, we always target to have about a 3x sort of fixed gross revenue from the investment that we do in the fixed asset. But considering it's greenfield in nature, it takes a little time to reach there to about 3x sort of a number. But at full potential, once all is ready, the target is to always try to achieve close to 3x in terms of asset turn.
Thank you. The next question is from Aniruddha Joshi from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. In terms of the new co-branding products that we have done, that is ISRO and also the others. So, if you can share a bit more on these aspects and what are the terms of these trades and how is the response to the products, etc. So, if you can share a bit more info on that.
So, Anirudhbhai, these arrangements are like, you know, pure royalty sort of arrangements that we get into with the owners of these brands. With ISRO, it is not a direct arrangement, but with somebody who already has the arrangement, we are just manufacturing ISRO branded products and giving to them, and they be selling it in the market. See, for all the new launches that the company is doing, we are seeing a good response from our consumers. Even not only for the Warner Brothers or the ISRO, cover design, but the new range of paper stationery products that we've come up, you know, the car series, abstract series, nature series, all of them are seeing an overwhelming response from the consumers. They are, liking the entire grid that we've made for the new paper stationery range. I think it's more to do with the increasing popularity of the DOMS brand rather than, definitely it, having co-branded products has some amount of wow factor, but a lot of it is also to do with the rising popularity of the DOMS brand and acceptance of the DOMS branded paper stationery products.
Okay. Surely. Understood. That's helpful. Second question, a bit broader on exports. So, as far as there are some restrictions coming on some countries from USA. So, do you see that opening up a window of exports for us? Means, do you see any additional inquiries for exporting the product to their countries, etc.? Because I guess that's specifically long-term positive growth tailwind for us. So any update on these things?
So exports, Anirudhji, both at the intergroup within Fila network as well as to third party, continues to represent a great opportunity for us. While the ongoing geopolitical tension has impacted our exports till a certain extent, we believe things to improve from here, both because of certain restrictions to some other countries, as well as, our this the new distribution arrangement that we are going to soon enter with Fila Group companies across the globe wherever they have they are present. This should do well from an export potential perspective. But having said that, the domestic market continues to remain a focus area. Capacities continue to remain a little constrained. But once we have new capacities coming in, I am sure we will be able to leverage the export potential a little better.
Okay, sure. Understood. Last question before I hand it over to the operator again. See, this product has an immense potential, may not have any really great potential in e-commerce per se, but has got immense potential in quick commerce. So what will be the strategy of DOMS looking at over, let's say, next 2 to 3 years to penetrate significantly in quick commerce channel? Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
So, Anirudhji, you know, definitely quick commerce, e-commerce, you know, we are present there. Our business in that segment is also growing. But our presence there is restricted only to giving convenience to our consumers. But our, you know, our heart and soul remains with our general trade channel partners who have been one of the strongest reasons for our growth, our brand acceptance at the consumer level. And they are the ones who actually keep the entire wide range of DOMS products and ensure that these products reach our consumer very well. So that continues to remain the focus. Our network expansion is going on in a very thoughtful manner, strategically, where we are trying to maximize the throughput before entering into new retail space. But having said that, in e-commerce as well as quick commerce, our presence is increasing with the sole purpose of ensuring consumers have that convenience. We are not, you know, that's our main focus.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from Naitik from NV Alpha Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is, you know, you mentioned about your new distribution agreement with Fila for their international channels. So I just want to know what kind of opportunity this could be for us.
So, you know, Fila as a group is today present in close to more than 100 countries globally. In some of the geographies, you know, like South Africa, Australia, for that matter, even US, Europe, they have a strong network there, and these are untapped markets for DOMS branded product. You know, while we do some amount of sale in certain African countries and in Australia in the DOMS brand, but in a lot of these geographies where Fila is present, you know, presence of DOMS as a product, as a brand in those countries is not there. So it represents a good opportunity, will open many international geographies for us. So we are really excited about this partnership with Fila and Fila Group Company. But as and when we keep getting capacity addition, that is how we keep targeting opening markets. You know, we would not want to be in a position that, you know, we do some amount of export to many countries and are not able to fulfill their follow-up requirement. That really, you know, in a way kills brand. You know, everybody invests time, efforts, resources in building a brand. But then if you cannot do a follow-up sale, then consumers forget about it. So, while it represents a great opportunity, but we go country by country, slowly by an entity. Soon we plan to start the first country probably we start would be some Latin American country.
Got it, sir. My second question is, can you quantify the exports we did to Fila and the exports of under our own brand name for the quarter and for 9 months?
Sorry, I couldn't get that.
So, could you quantify the exports we did to Fila and the exports we did under our own brand name for the quarter and for 9 months?
So, for the quarter, we did about 37 odd crores was our sales to Fila, and our exports under our own brand was around close to 27 crores. And for the 9 month period, this amount was, you know, for Fila was close to 120 crores, while own brand exports was about 82.5 odd crores.
Okay, sir. Got it. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from Sharan, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. And while waiting, all my questions are answered. Just want to...
Sharan bhai, hi. But unfortunately, cannot hear you well.
Are you able to hear me now?
Yes, better.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Thanks for the opportunity. While waiting, all my questions are already answered. So just want to know on a broader view, like since you are coming up with a bag and you are coming up with the toys, you already have stationary products. Do you have any plans to make a strategic partnership with school chains which are operated across India, to make a strategic long-term partnership and sell your all the products together, like for example, like Poda, Jumbo Kids and all such kind of chain schools which are there across India, sell all your bags, stationery items and hygiene products and toys together for long-term stable partnership. Do you have any such plan?
So, Sharan bhai, at the company level, we don't actively pursue such partnerships, but we always encourage our channel partners across India, not only partner with, educational institutions, but also participate in a lot of, government tenders as well, and we always authorize and do the business with them. That ensures, you know, our products reach our consumers at the same time our channel keeps supporting us.
Okay, so you don't directly get involved in such partnerships through the
distribution? Yes, it's encouraged through our channel partners.
Okay, okay. And sir, in the back part, school bags, I have seen in the nearby shops, it's currently coming as a kit. Do you have plans to produce a separate bags as well, like generic bags with design, variety of designs and sizes?
Yes, Sharanji, Skido Industries, our subsidiary where we have 51% stake, they are already developed a range of school bags. So this our target there is also going to be the scholastic children only. These are not like the laptop backpacks, but these are more like school bags. The first line of product is already designed, ready in terms of, they are right now in commercial production. Soon it will be launched in the market as a separate bag, as a separate product, right in time for the upcoming back to school season. And it's a differentiated, high value-added range. I'm sure our consumers should like them.
Sure, sir. Yeah, I appreciate that. And, sir, the recent government... Yeah.
I'm really sorry to interrupt, but we have several other participants.
Just one follow-up point, sir, yeah, if you allow me. So the government of India pushing for making India for toy segment, and there is a lot of buzzword on that and the import substitution. Can you throw some light on like contribution towards that, like your toy segment, how it is going to contribute to that, and are there any benefits from Government of India like PLI and as such?
So Our participation in the toy segment is through an associate company called Clapjoy, where we own 30%. We are seeing good traction in sales in Clapjoy. You know, during the third quarter, Clapjoy revenues were close to 2 crore rupees, which represents a growth of about 35% year on year. The products which Clapjoy sells are now co-branded with Doms. So we are seeing traction in this segment. But honestly, we've not yet learned, you know, or have our learnings in this business segment. But with a lot of, you know, government initiatives, plus I think during the recent budget also there was some announcement which we are actually not yet gone through in detail. We will be doing this subsequently. We have good plans for this segment. But as of now, not something which is significant.
Thank you. The next question is from Manish Goyal from Thinkwise Wealth Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much. A couple of questions. First, congratulations, Rahul, on very good set of numbers. Sir, on full capacity, how much revenue can Unicam Uniclan can generate for FY26, or maybe if you can give us what is the full scale revenue potential. And you did mention that we aspire for double digit margin, so can we achieve it for full FY26, or you probably see that double digit margin in the second half of FY26? That was my first question. Second question was on, like, domestic sales, excluding exports. If you see a domestic in 9 months has grown 30%, but if we exclude Uniclan, then it looks like 22% growth. But within that, well, probably if you look at your product wise, the Scholastic stationery and Scholastic art material has probably grown probably mid to single digit. So how should we read into this, and what can we expect? Was it a capacity constraint at your end, or if you can just throw some light? Third, like, on overall, how was the volume growth and price growth? Like, probably the growth what we saw of 22% in domestic, how much was probably price growth within that? And can you clarify on the CAPEX number for entire FY25 and 26? You did mention, but I missed it. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Manish bhai. Manish bhai, in terms of first part of your question was with respect to Uniclan and the business plan. Honestly, sir, this is the first time we'll be doing an exercise with the management of Uniclan to make our business plan for the next year. That is something which is ongoing in process, and our business plan for the coming year should be ready, you know, before the end of this financial year. But with the current capacity that has been put up and the utilization level that ideally we can reach, the peak level of utilization we can reach with the current plant, you know, the sales potential is close to between around 250 to 300 odd crores. But having said that, when we reach there and how we'll go about it is something which we'll have more clarity probably during our next conversation, next call. In terms of revenue growth in the 9 months, like you said, you know, excluding Uniclan, our domestic growth was about 22%. Yes, because, you know, Uniclan is predominantly a domestic business, so when it gets consolidated, the proportion of domestic sales increases. In our core segments, excluding Uniclan, you know, Scholastic stationery business grew by almost 12.5%. This was primarily on account of increasing in some of the key products under this category. In terms of Scholastic art, there was a marginal increase of 2.4%. Sir, you should always also look at the growth that we've done in kits and combination pack. You know, if you look at the growth in kits and combination pack, you will see a growth of almost 10+% in revenue. You know, they now contribute close to 9% of our total revenue. So this segment, basically, the product here gets manufactured using mainly products from Scholastic Stationery, from Scholastic Art material. So it doesn't directly sit as sales in these categories, these two categories, but it is contributed towards sales of kits and combination packs. So therefore, you'll see a little less growth in Scholastic Stationery and Scholastic Art, but that those products are actually sold as a kit and combo pack. So that's where some amount of growth is there. But having said that, this Scholastic Art especially, we've not added capacities, significant capacities in the last few quarters. That is something which we plan to do going forward. And always our key driver of our growth has been the volume, increasing volume, which comes from increasing capacities. When we've increased capacities in the past or the capacity increase is ongoing, that is where you see higher volume and overall growth coming in. Sorry, I forgot the last part of your question.
So Rahulji, like maybe was there any probably price hikes or price increase which would have helped us for stronger revenue growth? It could be a function of your, you would have taken price hikes, one, or maybe you have a better revenue mix. If you can share your perspective. And my last question was on the CapEx. So, just to clarify for FY26.
So in terms of price increase, there were not substantial price increases over product, any specific product or any product categories. In certain cases, there were, you know, this is again comes from the cost sheet approach we have, where you see the raw material or any cost significantly increasing. That time, you know, you need to increase the prices. Where you see that there is a need, we increase our prices either to the customer or to the direct consumer through increasing the MRP. But yes, change in the sales mix does result in higher ASP. And, you know, though we are not seeing, you know, significant change towards premiumization, but yes, there are certain new products which are slightly better in terms of MRPs have been added. So there is a slight positiveness coming from the change in the sales mix, but largely the growth is coming from the volume growth. And in terms of CapEx, like we said, we believe we end this year with a CapEx of close to about 160 to 175 crores. And in the coming year, our target CapEx would be close to 200 to 225 crores.
Right, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Aradhana Jain from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. While all my questions have been answered, just one question on your brand-wise revenue growth. So if you could throw some light on how have Amariz and 66, how are they performing? And in the others, category that you bifurcate, we have Amariz 66 and now we also have Wowpers, right? So like if you could just tell us how, which brand has contributed how much?
So Aradhana, basically, you know, 66 and Amariz are baby brands for niche products. Amariz is used for fine art material which we manufacture and sell. It's sold as Doms Amariz. The other brand, 66, is for our adhesive range, where we have a range of products for scholastic use by school children as liquid gum and glue and the white gum. These are comparatively very small right now, but have decent potential. Other brand is C3, you know, which does for the quarter, which did a business of close to 10 plus crores. This is our, you know, our economical range of products. specially targeted towards the rural market, where we have multiple SKUs in terms of polymer pencils, erasers, sharpeners. So it's a separate, you know, it's branded as C3 only, manufactured by Toms, but branded as C3, while the other brands are, you know, under the Dobbs umbrella. And in terms of wiper, whatever sales you see from the baby hygiene segment, that's all from, you know, from Uniclan, whereby, you know, the OEM business is about, you know, 15% to 16%, and rest all is under their own brand, which is now co-branded with Dobbs. Which is Dom's Wowper.
Got it. Thank you, that was helpful.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. That was the last question in queue. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
Thank you. I would like to thank once again all of you for joining us on this call today. We hope we've been able to answer most of your queries. Please feel free to reach out to our investor relation team for any clarification or further queries or feedback. Thank you once again. Wish you all a good day going forward. Thanks.
Thank you very much. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.